For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House has been rocked by criticism from a senior official who says they're part of a resistance inside the Trump administration. It came from an anonymous opinion piece in the New York Times. President Trump is calling that person a coward.
The New York Times is failing. If I weren't here, I believe the New York Times probably wouldn't even exist.
Former Secretary of State John Kerry is weighing in.
We have a presidency which is off the rails. We have a presidency in which the president is clearly now, according to this op-ed, which the New York Times knows who the author is. We have a president who is not capable of doing the job, who clearly has these temper tantrums, doesn't know enough to be making many of the decisions he makes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter faces allegations of having affairs as part of accusations of misusing campaign funds. Hunter and his wife have entered not guilty pleas to 60 charges of misusing $250,000 of campaign funds on themselves. The charges that some of that money was spent on personal relationships with at least five people should not be included, arguing there's no underlying criminal activity and suggested infidelity. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey told the Senate Intelligence Committee that his company has gotten tougher with malicious accounts.
We're now removing over 200% more accounts for violating our policies. We're identifying and challenging 8 to 10 million suspicious accounts every week. And we're thwarting over 500,000 accounts from logging in to Twitter every single day.
Facebook and Twitter executives say that strengthening privacy protections for their users is a national security priority. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A man is in custody after he intentionally rammed his small truck into the side of the studios at the Fox TV affiliate in Dallas. John Clements has more.
The man ran the truck in the building, then got out and began ranting about a number of subjects, including high treason and something about a sheriff's department. After he jumped out of the vehicle, he placed several boxes of paper around the outside of the building and then began throwing those papers on the sidewalks. There were no injuries reported as Fox 4 Dallas remained on the air with the news people continuing their duties from a safe location in the interior of the building. I'm John Clemens.
Toyota has issued a recall for 2016 to 2018 Prius hybrid vehicles amid concerns that the wiring harness could spark a fire. The recall involves the Prius plug-in model and could affect nearly 200,000 vehicles in the United States. Worldwide, the recall could affect more than 1 million vehicles, including the CHR SUV models. Toyota will be notifying affected Prius owners this month. There are concerns that the wire could wear out over time and generate a short circuit, and in rare cases cause a fire. Toyota hasn't said whether any injuries or deaths have resulted from the defect. If sufficient heat is generated, there's an increased risk of vehicle fire, according to a company representative. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.